Hi, this is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority. I want to talk with you today about campaign strategy. There are essentially two goals in campaign strategy. Number one, to get your name, character, and general message, including both who you are and what you believe, into the minds of the voters. And number two, to define your opponent in such a way that the voters who you most want to persuade to vote for you would not vote for him or her. The first goal requires the most work. The second goal requires the most skill. To simplify matters, the first goal is addressed in this podcast and in the next one, and the second goal is reserved for future podcasts on advanced campaign strategy. First, getting your message out involves a series of steps. Some can be concurrent with others, but by and large, you do certain things at certain stages in your campaign. First and most importantly, you have to develop your core message. The first step in campaign strategy is to determine what your overall message is going to be. In many ways, the core message is simply the theme of your campaign. Developing the overall theme of your campaign is one of the first projects you should take on as a candidate. It will help you put into a simple sentence or two why you are running and why voters should have you represent them. Themes are usually simple and catchy, such as restoring trust in government, promises made, promises kept. Or just keeping it real and bringing home the bacon. Just kidding on the last one, but in all honesty, I feel that many members of our federal Congress today operate under that last slogan. If possible, pick a theme which plays on your strengths and your opponent's weaknesses. Don't choose a theme by yourself. Sometimes what sounds like a good idea really might not be. Believe me when I say I have had what I thought was a brilliant idea one day, then I realized later it bordered on idiocy the next. Thankfully, most of those ideas were never seen in public, so my reputation remains intact. But talk to your spouse, your close friends, and your inner circle of advisors. Kick your campaign slogan around for a while. Again, what sounds good today might sound goofy tomorrow. One of the most surprising campaigns in history occurred in 1994 when the Republicans took control of the House of Representatives for the first time in 40 years. During that race, the theme being urged by the National Party was accountability, responsibility, and opportunity. The famous or infamous Contract with America urged its members to develop their messages within these themes in order to give people a concrete sense of what a candidate stands for and how he or she will represent them in Congress. This advice, to develop a coherent message, still remains true. Unfortunately, far too many candidates do not put enough thought into their campaign theme. A word of caution is in order as you work through your principal campaign theme. A word to those running as social conservatives, many in the media and your opponent will very likely attempt to label you as a religious right wacko in an attempt to hurt your credibility. This can, of course, hurt your campaign. But it can also work to your advantage. It's your responsibility to first, be more than a one-issue candidate. And second, manage your messaging in such a way that people know what you stand for without constantly being in their face about it. If you are a social conservative candidate, one of the problems you will have is getting your message on social issues out to the grassroots and the core base of your party. If you simply go on the stump and spend all your time on social issues, you're going to feed into the religious wacko framework which your opponent will try to place you. If you do not speak on the social issues, however, you will fail to motivate what could be your core constituency. However, it is here that the attempts by your opponent to put you on the religious wacko list could actually aid you. The simple fact of the matter is, if it is widely known that you are a social conservative, you will not need to affirmatively address social issues every time. These issues will come to you. For example, you can simply hold a news conference on economic development, or the lack thereof. You do not need to speak of the right to life, because some reporter will probably ask you this question during the Q&A session. In this context, where the question is raised to you rather than you going out of the way to address it, you will appear very calm and matter-of-fact. In one fell swoop, you should be able to get it out that you believe in the right to life, but will appear to be answering a reporter's question, not a religious wacko out to force his or her religious views on someone else. Again, it is realizing who your audience is and what they need to hear. And again, it's about being more than a one-issue candidate. I'd encourage you to work through the issues. After you have settled on a core theme, identify the specific issues which you deem to be the most important to you and to your campaign. These issues might be crime or Second Amendment rights, right to life, the need for lower taxes, economic growth, more freedom in the foreign policy, healthcare, education reform, etc. Again, identify these issues with the help of your friends and inner circle of advisors. Identify, if you can, what the issues are which the National Party appears to be pushing. Whether you choose to make those issues part of your own campaign is, of course, your decision. But you should be well aware of what others are going to be talking about, because this is what the media will want you to talk about as well. Don't shy away from issues which you would not normally think of as your own. Take, for instance, the issue of education. Many conservatives do not see a federal role in education. The powers given Congress by the Constitution do not support the federal government engaging in this issue, and the 10th Amendment would seem to leave this issue to the states or to the people. Accordingly, rather than leave this issue alone, you might be able to craft the issue in terms of strengthening the rights of parents in their children's education. Once you've identified the 6 or 7 issues most important to you, take the time to sit down and write out your position on each issue. This exercise will be important both to you and then later to your campaign. Obviously, thinking through an issue thoroughly, refining what your position is on it after consulting with others, and then organizing your thoughts will be of benefit to you. But you will likely find that after your campaign is in full swing, having a document that sets forth your views on specific issues can help your campaign to rapidly respond to questions. For example, if a potential voter makes an inquiry about your view on healthcare, rather than attempt to change the subject, your phone volunteer can simply pull out your position on healthcare and share it with the voter. These issue positions can also prove a real time savior as your media campaign unfolds. A creative person with a good explanation of your views can quickly craft a draft of an advertisement that is persuasive and accurate. It is amazing how often we have seen the proposed draft of an ad which was clearly not reflective of the candidate's view of an issue. This is especially true if you will be using professionals to craft your campaign ads. Next week, I'll continue on this topic of campaign strategy.